mine and yours. And you don't want no pressure, what but a backup and withdrawal. Cause trust me when I tell you, you don't want that you can claw. And you don't want to see inside of my... Chapter 54. Ghostly cackling woke Piandao in the darkness. The fact that I don't even flinch anymore is probably a bad sign, the swordsman reflected, listening for any other sound out of place in the quiet of his bedroom. Nightingale floors would raise the alarm for most intruders, their silencing wedges removed for the night to sing under careless footsteps. But an airbender might step lightly enough to evade even those. Old friend? Just in case it wasn't Timul. The familiar ghost faded out of the night, a subtle blue glow lighting her smirk. Asagi Tatsu has woken. She might as well have poured ice water down his spine. How bad is it? Agni, we're going to need all the waterbending healers we can plead for to treat survivors. And Paku's down south. Talking to the northern water tribe's going to be murder. Timul held up a patient hand. I didn't say she'd erupted. Piandao squinted at her, took a moment to rub sleep sand from his eyes. What's happened?
Makoto leaned on stolen fire too often, Timul grinned. The young prince stole it back.
A corner of her lips curled up, showing teeth.
Let the avatar tremble. Asagi Tatsu has a thief once more.
Kuzan wouldn't want that, Piandao argued, gathering covers around himself against the ghost's chill. One more day, just one more day, and they'll be gone and safe. Timul was his ally, and always had been, but that didn't make him blind. She'd been quiet all these days he'd trained Sokka. Too quiet. Kyoshi, then Roku, and now Aang. Three avatars who haven't listened. The Avatar spirit versus a Fire Nation ghost. It shouldn't even be funny. The spirit of the whole world was more than a match for one human soul. But she isn't just a human soul, is she? Piandao admitted to himself. She was a dragon child, and Agni loves her.
He wouldn't, would he? Timul said lightly. Who do you think young Zuko is?
She'd hinted that before. It still shook him to hear it said.
He doesn't remember.
He does. Timul's tone was steel. He is Agni's knife. He knows who he is, who he was, and why Agni offered him the choice.
It's worse than I thought. That letter to Katara with all its carefully crafted viciousness. And Zuko knew?
Kuzan spent his life searching for the Avatar.
He spent his life searching for Aang.
Timul cut him off.
For an airbender only a few years younger than he was. To the last, he thought his friend alive and awake, suffering with us the tides of war. Learning, not just bending, but of human kindness and malice and the desperation of survival. And what have we in Avatar Aang? Not a bender of Kuzan's years, who knows even the best of us fail. A 12-year-old child, who can no more understand an Agnikai than I can fly.
Her fury was a cold wind through his hair, driving snow in the midst of summer. Piandao faced it as he would a blade.
That's not Aang's fault.
Oh, and has he been blind and deaf since he woke to our world once more?
Timul's eyes narrowed as she stalked nearer.
Face that letter, Piandao. He knew she was the Avatar's teacher, and still he strove to tear them apart. Rage drips from those pages, old friend, and it is no spoiled princeling's spite. You know better.
He did. That was what frightened him. Parry, duck, stab, eep! Yeah, sure, that one was going to leave a mark, even if Piandao had only slapped him with the flat of the blade. A few days ago, Sokka might have rubbed the bruise, maybe with an exaggerated yelp if he were up against somebody
like Ty Lee, who didn't really want to hurt people, just get them out of Azula's way. Now, with his teacher, he just backed off a bit, lowering his blade. What's wrong? Reading your opponent, a valuable skill. Piandao sighed and sheathed his sword. How have you been doing with the poetry? Okay, that hurt more than the bruise. You guys have the weirdest characters ever. Not characters, Akshara. Piandao smiled, amused. You realize the Painted Lady's message was a test? I can help you gain the tools to pass it. Every swordsman should be Jitakshara, but I doubt the spirits would take it well if I directly interfered. His smile turned sober, as you may be interfering.
Aang, sitting down with a book? Not gonna happen, Sokka said ruefully. And he's one kid, supposed to fix the whole world? That's not right.
He gave Piandao a determined glare. She wrote that stuff on the beach in front of all of us. If she wanted just Aang stuck with it, she could have done something else.
True enough, Piandao allowed.
Besides, Sokka grinned, anything where you can say, her hands busily picking flowers as all one word, that's kind of neat.
He scrunched his face up, thinking.
So you're worried about spirits? I thought Timmel was being too nice.
Piandao straightened, alert.
You've seen her?
Not much, Sokka admitted. She comes at night, and I've been sleeping.
Toph says she walks them around the valley and points out things. Different kinds of rock, how water can hide in weird places. I never would have thought a plant could drown bugs and eat them.
He eyed his teacher.
This is bad. She's stayed away from Aang. We made sure of that.
Piandao frowned.
I don't suppose you know the story of the lion dog who didn't growl?
No, but I think I can guess. Sokka grimaced. So she's up to something? Like what?
If I knew, I might worry less.
Dark gray brows drew down, thoughtful.
Where exactly has she taken you?
Okay. Toph felt the feather-light shift of ground. That was Aang pumping a fist in the air. We're going to show once and for all that there's nothing wrong with Appa walking on the ground.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Leaning back against a warm rock, Toph let grass tickle her feet, trying to see if she could wriggle her toes in time with Katara's breathing. Someone had had ostrich horses fenced in here not too long ago. She could feel how they'd scratched up the earth to get at bugs and lightly trampled some areas in clusters of nesting bodies. Right now, though, it was a hiding place for one grumbling sky bison who liked the grass, but not the tubers Piandao's farmers had offered along with bales of hay. Given she didn't have much to do besides try to train Aang and laze in the sun, Toph had started counting bales of hay. Old habit. Maybe she was blind and tiny, and her parents had wanted to keep her away from the whole world, but she was still a merchant's daughter. Counting was like Sokka checking over Boomerang or Katara tallying up the food. It was what you did to make sure your world was in order. Counting bales of hay, well, she didn't like the numbers at all.
Maybe I'm remembering the counts wrong.
She hoped so, because if she wasn't, her dad had part ownership in at least a dozen farms. He always tallied up what they needed to spend for the winter. And Appa had eaten his way through enough bales to keep a small herd of cowpigs for a week. If Timul had been telling the truth about bison dropping out of the sky, and Sokka thought she was, hoo boy. Tao said the Earth Kingdom just looked away, let the massacre happen. He'd thought it was because of Qin the Conqueror. Toph wasn't so sure. Qin had been a long, long way back. Earth keeps grudges, all right, but everybody keeping a grudge that long, when people they know are going to die right in front of them? I don't think so.
If Tao had asked her, Toph would have put her money on a lot of ticked off farmers who decided once and for all they weren't going to have their crops eaten anymore. After all, everybody said the Fire Nation killed the air nomads. So what happened to the bison? They could fly. Some of them must have gotten away and run wild. Why aren't they out there? Because they weren't, unless they were hiding better than a badger mole under a mountain. Aang windmilled his arms, breaking her train of thought. And now the amazing Appa will walk across this ordinary piece of ground. Feeding Momo some of her berries, Katara chuckled. He's already walked all over there, Aang. Even better. Come on, buddy. A shaggy rumble and tons of sky bison tiptoed across the grass. There, Aang said, satisfied. And now, he jumped. Prepared, Toph was braced like a rock when his feet struck the earth, rippling dirt and grass and rocks like wind through her hair. Katara yelped, bowl almost jarred out of her hands as her seat shifted. Momo pounced on spilled berries. Aang! Sorry, Katara, but see, everything's fine. Everything was flat, sure, like a pancake, but just like a pancake. Open up the skin and things inside were a lot different. Familiar footsteps heading their way. Good, at least two people ought to get what she was about to do. Toph dug her fingers into the earth, pulling it up to settle like a favorite blanket. It's Toph! She didn't know what it looked like, but she knew what it felt like. All the pressure that had been put on the earth fluffed up in reverse. Appa's paw prints round as dumplings. That's what's left in the dirt, guys. Silence, she felt Katara's shift of unease, Aang's heart beating faster. But Kuzan never said anything. Kuzan wasn't an earthbender. Sokka walked around the paw prints, head tilted like he was looking them over. Wow, Appa did that? Well, what's he supposed to do? Aang faced surer footsteps, muscles tense. Not walk on the ground? We did it all the time when we saw Kuzan. Which leads me to wonder where exactly you saw Kuzan. Piandao rubbed his chin. From what I know of Byakko, they're as careful with their terraces as we are with pasture. The only place that wouldn't suffer would be the lava fields. From the way Aang's toes stiffened, Toph knew he'd hit home. Timul hates sky bison, Katara pointed out. You know she's exaggerating. The swordsman crouched to run his fingers through the grass. True. One sky bison won't crush the earth here forever. 10? 50? That would be a problem. He straightened. Aang, one thing you need to think more about is time. Alive and dead, Temul has seen this land over 3 centuries. One wave washes ashore and nothing seems to change. Watch those waves over a decade and more, entire islands can vanish. Then you should have told us. Aang stepped forward, vibrating in place. And you should have kept talking until we listened. Eyes or ears? Came a familiar, weightless voice. Your people don't listen. Temul. Toph shot to her feet, trying not to sweat. She couldn't feel the ghost's weight, couldn't hear breathing, couldn't sense anything, except the odd certainty that Temul was right in front of Aang, scowling, dark as a silent room. You don't know that, Aang shot back. You hate airbenders. You don't know anything about how we live. But I know how you die. The ghost's chuckle made Toph shiver. Shall I show you the last to die here? I think you'll find what they were doing interesting. In blazing summer, Toph's teeth chattered. So cold. Center, Aang repeated Tao's lessons in his head. Be like a whirlwind. Let the vision whip through, but keep touching the earth. Don't let the vision pull you all the way in. A bridge has to stay on both sides. He could see the pasture, though grass had faded like fog. But he could also see somewhere else, feel somewhere else. The jolting footfalls as Tumul ran through the storm, the way gravity frayed as the ghost leapt up to rain-soaked rooftops, the silent curses as she damned now-dead fire sages and Onmitsu shamans to a watery grave. They'd bound her by her own family's scrolls, stolen at Moonstark. Onmitsu, Aang thought. Assassins? Like she? And how could you assassinate a ghost? Lightning flashed, and he saw what she'd seen, knew what she'd known. No, no, it can't be, it can't! Ranks of assassins, waiting to kill Kuzan, watching as Kuzan killed as many as he could of them, because those were the Elder's orders, because they needed the secret Kuzan kept from them with his life, and because every Onmitsu who fell was already avenged, because... No, no, stop it! It can't be real! Kuzan had already let them close enough to kill him. She could see that by the fire not flashing with every blow, the blood bubbling with each breath. Stop it, you're lying! Because Kuzan knew them as she knew them. Better, she'd only seen their parents and grandparents a handful of days on shipboard, and never seen these children in life. No, air nomads don't do... Ja'aku. He knew the name, that split second before Tumul called down lightning as Agni's own deadly wrath. He knew it, not Tumul, remembering the worst day of his life a century ago, and a smile that wasn't a smile at all. That's the only way it's fair. His memory, not Tumul's, and it hurt. But any hurt was better than looking through the eyes of the ghost who'd killed his people, who watched Kuzan die even now with less grief than pure, unrelenting rage. Stop it! Daylight, grass, Appa behind him, Katara's arm over his shoulders as they all shook. A few feet away, Sokka was almost pale. Kuzan was killed by airbenders? He was killed by Onmitsu of air nomad descent. I doubt more than one or two were trained airbenders. It's the Fire Lord's most dearly kept secret. Piandao stood between them and the storm-shadowed ghost, blade drawn. Enough, you'll break the boy. Then let him break. Pale gold eyes flickered with lightning. I will have my revenge. On the Fire Lord, on the Avatar. Our deaths are on them both. Blue fire blazed about her hands, shattered like ice against a shield of upraised earth. Toph? Not gonna let you do this. The little earthbender stepped to Piandao's side, bare feet precise as the swordsman's blade. I get you need revenge. I believe you. But you say you're gonna hurt Aang for Kuzan? No way. Her arms were raised, ready to snap into fists or a block. You didn't ask him. Toph? Katara had her water skin uncapped, ready to spin icy shields or stabbing icicles around them both. What are you doing? Toph didn't even twitch an ear their way. Kuzan's got a right to his own revenge. Sightless eyes fixed on Tumul. You don't get to take it for him. Clever girl. A whisper like the downdraft before a storm. But you have no idea. He is here. He is my enemy. I must. Enough already. Toph batted words aside like mosquitoes. You showed him. You showed us. We believe you, okay? Kuzan, he never... He tried and... She swallowed and shook her head wordless. Eyes narrowed, Katara stepped in. You can't go after Aang when Kuzan chose to die. Sokka winced. Katara. He could have lied. The waterbender glared at Tumul, mist or no mist. He could have told them what they wanted to hear and lived to help Aang. But no, he's a firebender, a lord, and he had to die because of your stupid, stupid honor. Katara, Aang croaked, not wanting to say anything. It hurt so, so much. He couldn't have lied to them. She froze,
turned toward him with dawning disbelief. They were trained by somebody I knew back at the temple, Aang managed. They would have known. Anything he said, they would have heard a lie. Airbenders trained killers. Airbenders trained murderers. Kuzan died because... He didn't want to think about it. He didn't want to think about what he knew. Didn't want it to be real, ever. But Kuzan had never, ever met Ja'aku. Not before he'd run away. If Temul knew his name now, it can't be real. But it is. He didn't know what else Temul wanted to do to him. He didn't care. Nothing could hurt worse than this. Aang? Katara had water wrapped around her hand, ready to heal. Don't let her beat you. You didn't do this. You didn't do any of this. She glared at the ghost. And everybody who did is dead. You've had your revenge. A bold lie from one who would see my nation drowned for one woman's murder. Timul's gaze was implacable as lava. You'd have us all pay for one man's evil. She pointed a long, bony finger. And who will pay for this? Would you offer your life, little waterbender? Aang gulped, because of course Katara would. She was perfect, she was kind, she was just good. She wasn't saying anything. Sokka stepped forward. I would. Sokka! Aang wasn't sure which of them yelled at first. You're playing with fire, son, Pian Dao said quietly, gray eyes dark with worry. No, I'm offering a temporary alliance to Kuzan's friend, Sokka said grimly, because Kuzan was Aang's friend, and Aang's my friend, and I trust Aang. He gave Temul back glare for baleful glare. You don't want to hurt Aang, you want to hurt the Avatar. Well, guess what? Unless Aang gets all glowy, the Avatar spirit isn't here. All your revenge would do is hurt a kid who never did anything to you. He took a breath. You were Kuzan's friend. If you can torture somebody and call it revenge, then none of us knew him. Don't do it, Aang wanted to yell. Because if Temul had been Kuzan's friend, then I didn't know him, Aang realized, throat closed with fear, and he didn't know what, but it hurt. There hadn't been anything left of his firebender friend in that old man killing, dying in the dark, killing airbenders, being killed by airbenders. I don't know anyone anymore. He should have yelled at, but he couldn't. Temul was a ghost, not a spirit. And he could push boots, but he couldn't push her, even when he wanted to. And if every Fire Nation ghost was this scary, he couldn't blame Kyoshi for wanting them chained down. He just couldn't. How could the Avatar balance the world if just a ghost could stand in his way? You have faith in your friend, Temul mused. A warning, young man. Faith where there is no loyalty is clasping the scorpion viper to your bosom. So long as it is chilled, it will need you. But when it warms... Sokka didn't flinch. That's my problem. Aang choked. Twice. Temul had called him a... And Sokka was agreeing with her? There was no way he was going to sit still for... Toph stepped on his foot. Temul's gaze flicked his way as Aang yelped, and the storm about her seemed to thin. You are brave, but you do not understand revenge. Ghostly fingers tipped Sokka's chin up. You will. Thunder crackled, and the ghost was gone. Sokka dropped like folded laundry. Sokka! Katara dashed around Aang, water-wrapped hands feeling over her brother as Pian Dao held him in his lap. What did she do to him? I don't know. Pian Dao touched fingers to the side of Sokka's neck. His pulse is steady, his chi's ringing like a struck bell, but I don't think he's injured. How would you know? You're not a healer. I've been on more battlefields than you've seen summers, young lady.
I do know something of who will live and who will die, Piandao said dryly. He made Tamul an offer. I think she took it.
Toph cracked her knuckles and started heading back to the mansion. Where are you going? Aang blurted out.
Packing,
she tossed over her shoulder.
What? Sokka's hurt.
For a moment, she stopped. If Katara can fix him, she will. If Master Piandao can fix him, he will. Sokka's gonna wake up, or he won't. She swallowed. Any way you slice it, we've gotta leave, so we can get you out of here.
Now that's just not fair. I didn't do this.
No, Toph bit out. You just didn't stop it.
Feet struck the ground, and she rode a green wave away.
No, Aang admitted to himself. I didn't.
Why?
Because Timul wasn't something he could do anything about. He couldn't bend to stop her. He couldn't push her the way he did other spirits. And he couldn't fly away from a ghost. And it wasn't supposed to be this way. He was the Avatar. And Toph expected him to go up against a ghost like somebody who couldn't even bend? Like Sokka? No, it wasn't the same. The spirits hadn't made Sokka a bender. That was their decision, and Sokka had to live with it. They had made him the Avatar. He was supposed to have the power to fix things.
Ghosts are just wrong.
Toph was right. They had to get out of here. But someday, when he knew enough, he was coming back here. Because he was the Avatar. And Timul was never going to hurt one of his friends again.
Sokka blinked, squinched his eyes shut, blinked again.
What the heck?
5 worried faces stared down at him as he lay against a garden boulder. One of them green-eyed and fuzzy. Momo's ears twitching as the lemur counted 1 lemur scratcher back in the land of the living and jumped back to Aang's shoulder.
Toph was pale. Aang was downright grim. And Katara's eyes had that red puffiness that meant she'd been crying.
What'd I miss?
Wait, Timul, Piandao getting suspicious, finding Aang.
Back with us? Master Piandao said.
Brows arched with a hint of warning.
Yeah.
Sokka managed, sitting up. He didn't know why the great name of Xu Jing wanted to use the Sunyuktabhasha instead of Ukanyaya Laya.
But you followed your teacher's lead.
Oh, no. No way.
And Katara was yelling at him, and Toph was breathing out with a relieved grin, and Aang was perking up and pestering him with 12 variants on what happened.
Good question.
Even that thought felt wrong. A jumble of words that should have been familiar and sounds he shouldn't have known and...
Ow!
Api Kuzalam?
Naiva, Sokka answered, brain still trying to get up to speed.
I think she did something to me.
Oh, damn. 4 sets of eyes staring at him, and only 1 had understood that.
I must have been driving you a little too hard, Piandao said lightly. Quoting poetry in your sleep can get you in a great deal of trouble, young man.
He winked,
though not nearly as much as quoting it when you're awake.
That was poetry? Katara said skeptically. It sounded like somebody trying to be a seal.
Seals don't talk, Sokka sighed, trying not to let his whirling thoughts show on his face.
What the heck did she do?
That's what you say.
You okay, Snoozles?
Toph, feet firmly on the ground as usual. And how had he never seen that careful balance for what it was? A ready stance that could take her anywhere she had to strike.
Sokka held his head in his hands.
Aang, I think I got your headache.
That cut off the airbender's chatter. You mean... all those spooky threats and the talk about revenge and scorpion vipers, and she just gave you a headache? Aang sputtered. Sorry about the scorpion viper thing, Sokka said sheepishly. Aware. Really razor-edged aware of everything he wasn't saying. Aang can hear lies, but if I'm not lying... I had to bet on what I knew. She was angry and she just wanted someone to listen, so I didn't argue with her. Not about stuff that wasn't important. Not important? Katara's fingers brushed her bare midriff, inches from her water skin. She already hates airbenders, Sokka pointed out. That's what you did with the Painted Lady, right? Let her have her revenge? Just take it away that most people don't get hurt? He rubbed his head. I can take a headache. I hope. Yeah, Aang chuckled. But you know, that was crazy. Hey, if it's crazy and it worked. Getting to his feet, Sokka let the world tilt back towards level. Looked past them, where a giant, white and brown fluffball snorted. You've got Appa packed already? I thought, well... You have the basics and a keen mind, Pian Dao observed. Come back when time is more on your side. He smiled. I understand you have a schedule. Great. He was never going to live that down. Come on, let's go before she goes after Appa for munching the garden. Aang urged, latching onto his wrist. I'm coming, Sokka said, impatiently twisting out of the hole to Aang's surprised squawk. Give me a minute, okay? Finally, all of them scrambling up onto Appa out of earshot. Sokka swallowed. Master Piandao, even as a ghost, Timul is a dragon child, the swordsman said plainly. There are old stories of what they can do to the minds of men. Gray eyes met his. How badly did she hurt you? Not as bad as she would have hurt Aang. Sokka was sure of that, if nothing else. She messed with my head. I'll deal with it. Aang, he's the Avatar. We need him in one piece. Piandao watched him. For his power? No, Sokka said firmly. Because everybody else thinks he's the only guy who can fix the world. Which is crazy. He's just a kid. But they don't see that. All they see is the legend. They need that. So, yeah, better me than him. Spoken like a true tactician, Piandao nodded. Be careful. He stepped forward and... What the heck? He hadn't been hugged like that in weeks. Burning characters into silk is a fine art. Not much practiced among firebenders these days, but it used to be the way all the great names kept their family scrolls, and Timul is as old-fashioned as they come, Piandao said, still holding him. You should know that Timul retrieved those scrolls from the Onmitsu. My name is in them, listing my adoption, and as of this morning, so is yours. Say what? It wasn't a yell, more of a manly squeak. But don't you guys ask before you go kidnapping somebody into your tribe? And I'm not a girl, and... Oh, spirits, Teruko said you did husband stealing, and Timul's way too old for me, not to mention dead. You are not a husband. You're spoils of war, Piandao smirked. And she's been at war with the Avatar a very long time. She wanted revenge on Aang. She took it. I'm Water Tribe! I don't think she cares, Piandao grinned, stepping back. So be careful about heroics around impressionable youngsters, especially young firebenders. I doubt Aang would be very happy if you attracted your own clan. Dad's gonna kill me,